So, greetings once again to friends all around the world. So, as we continue to explore this week, different supportive aspects to establish samadhi, settling, calming the mind. Yesterday, the invitation was to put down what's not needed, to put down Windrack, to put down. Now today, this is the other side of the coin, One side is to put down, and the other side is to notice that actually it's lovely, it's wonderful, it's delightful, it's delicious, the simplicity of this moment and wrapping ourselves in the simplicity of this moment. So we often only do the putting down. Thoughts arise. We put them down. Distractions arise. We put them down. And actually, sometimes we throw them down. It's not so, it's like the stick method. Stop being distracted. Stop. Bad meditator. And instead, so putting things down is wise, but with gentleness, bowing to them. Thank you. Not now, not needed, not wholesome, not for my benefit. And now the other side, which is the carrot method. Oh, wow. It's actually lovely. The simplicity of this moment is delicious, is yummy. Then the mind doesn't want to go away, doesn't want to wander off. In fact, that the putting down or the seclusion, the relinquishment becomes not so much needed because the mind is so still, is so in love, is enjoying, is delighting in what is here. I mean, have you noticed when you do something that you love, a hobby, whatever it might be, you don't want to stop. Come have a meal. No, let me finish this. I want to finish this puzzle, gardening, knitting, whatever it might be, this game. Because there's so much joy, so much delight. So tuning into that delight, into that joy, into that simplicity. And we often don't see it because we're so focused on, okay, put it down, come back, put it down. And it becomes so much conflictual relationship somewhat with practice. Whereas if we tune into, oh, this is actually quite lovely. And it might be subtle. And also to say a lot of times we wait for that delight, that deliciousness, that stillness to arise. And then we tune into it after we've done this putting down a lot. And then we realize, oh, wow, yeah, it's pretty calm. It's delicious. It's lovely. So the invitation is to try to tune into it earlier, to tune into it with the breath, with the body, trusting that underneath the waves, there is this deliciousness, this safety, this calm, this peace, and trusting as if you're tuning a radio. Yes, it's crackly, but something is coming through. There's a memory of, you know, it's there. It's been there. You trust it's there. Even if you haven't experienced it yet, you've heard, you've read that it's there. So trusting that you're not different from the other 7 billion people. It's there for you also. Trusting. And coming back to this joy, I shared a quote at the beginning by Ajahn Sucitra. I'd like to read it again in case some of you might have missed it earlier. And he says, Ajahn Suchito is a senior monk in the Ajahn Chah's forest tradition. And he says, I think of enjoyment as receiving joy and samadhi as the art of refined enjoyment. It is the careful collecting of oneself to the joy of the present moment. I love this. Samadhi as the art of refined enjoyment. It doesn't say the art of, okay, concentrate, bring your mind to it, hard work. Oh, it's the art of refined enjoyment. It's the careful collecting of oneself to the joy of the present moment. And there is a lot of joy in the present moment. It's just that our minds are so used to the cacophony, the busyness, the diet of constant stimulation, constant sound, noise, news, Facebook conversation, the mind becomes tuned, only sees the delight, the enjoyment in thinking or in reading or in interacting, in doing. And the same way that, say, a subtle flavor could be lost on someone who's tuned to just really complex. I'll share this with you. When I was very young, I only like, say, Rocky Road and chocolate flavored ice cream, things that had a lot of flavor in them. I couldn't understand why would people ever eat or enjoy vanilla. My taste buds couldn't quite tune into the subtleness. And only when I became older, I realized, vanilla, there is so much complexity in the simplicity. So tuning our palate, tuning our mind to appreciate the delight, the simplicity, the loveliness, the joy in the present moment. And for that, it may not only just happen if we on the cushion. So if we've been busy, 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 doing, and now we come to the cushion, we sit. It's as if it's we've been a car driving at 200 miles an hour, and then that's really fast. Okay, maybe 100 miles an hour. And then we come to a stop. The car would still be shaking. It's still reverberating. We need to slow down, slow down, slow down. So in order to, when we arrive, to actually, for the mind to be able to catch up with itself, to delight, to notice the joy, the delight in the simplicity of the present moment. And to say that the path to the mind settling is through joy, is through delight, is through this nourishment of ease, not through beating ourselves up. Okay, concentrate, drop it, drop it, drop it. In many suttas, including in the sutta teaching on transcendent dependent origination, the path towards freedom is through joy, rapture, tranquility, happiness, concentration. So in this sutta, it starts with faith leading to joy, joy leading to, so faith, sada, trust that I was talking about. So trust, trust, trust. So trust leading to joy, or actually maybe pamoja. Pamoja, I'd like to translate it not as joy, but as gladness. Faith leading to gladness. Gladness, pamoja, leading to piti. Piti is the word also translated as rapture, or also translated as joy sometimes. So rapturous joy, the sense of delight, really this wow, yum, that can come up in meditation. And piti, rapture, joy, leading to pasadi. Pasadi, tranquility, calm, tranquility. Tranquility leads to sukha. Sukha is happiness, is sweetness, the sense of sweetness in the mind. Sukha, happiness, leads to samadhi, concentration. So you see all the steps before samadhi, before concentration, are this delight, rapture, joy, tranquility, happiness. And from there leads to knowledge and vision of things as they are, to disenchantment, dispassion, emancipation, and knowledge of destruction of the asavas, so which is awakening, nibbana. So from concentration, then we lead, then the next steps are the states of awakening. So delight, the joy of the present moment. So I'd like to invite all of us throughout the day. Can we tune the radio of our minds to the simplicity of the delight in this moment, the simplicity of the joy in this moment that's not born from outside, but it's born from within, the simplicity of this joy born from within. Ah, it's actually quite lovely. I don't need all these extra things. Can I tune inside and notice this joy? Trust the delight, the joy within that then leads to the mind calm, being calmed and settled, and not being agitated and needing so much entertainment from the outside. So just an invitation to explore for yourself, to be a scientist of your own mind. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for cultivating your hearts in goodness, in kindness, in generosity to yourself and to all beings everywhere. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Thank you. Be well.